Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's our man, BB Shay.
What's up?
Did you get my hot dog email?
I did. Thank you for that intel.
I don't know. I'm just such a nice guy. I don't know. I just
you know, when I got that email this morning, I'm like, he really does care.
Exactly.
He cares about me.
I'm just a nice person.
Either that or you're just trying to get me to die soon or something.
No. No. You're our hot dog man. You review hot dogs. Although right now you're doing a 75 hard, so that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough go.
Mm-hmm.
You been able to do any hot dog reviews?
Yeah.
How you doing hot dog reviews on a 75 hard?
Secret.
I'm smelling a 75 mild.
You smelling a mild 75?
I'm smelling mild.
It's a big secret.
I could tell by Chris Dim's face right there. I was like, he started doing that. He's cracking.
Oh, the question was which one of you would crack first, and we knew the answer to that. We knew which would lord it over the other.
But we're going to do a comfortable 75.
I'm doing it.
I know you are.
I did go walking in tumultuous rain yesterday.
As did I.
And I almost took a picture and sent it to you. Be like, are you committed? Because I'm committed.
I am too. I walked the dog in tumultuous rain. He didn't like it. Not one bit.
Now I'll have a hot dog from here and there. I'll have a piece of fried chicken if I want. I'm human.
You're human.
But you know, it's all about the greater good.
You're a human
greater
being.
Good. The greater good.
You sound like two group members who don't want to work together.
So what I sent BB Shay, I saw a thing today, best hot dog in every state, and we're in North Carolina, so I went to ours. It's in Hendersonville up in the mountains.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yes. Several people have recommended it to me.
Really?
I just haven't made my way
That's
out
That's a long
there.
Drive.
It is. It's a haul.
Boy, it looked good, though. It did. It's called Hot Dog World, and I noticed that they did, and they touted they had an all-beef extra-thick weenie, and you like a pink weenie.
Yeah, I like a pink weenie. I don't like them too big, paws, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know where you're going with that. But, I like it also a skinny red or pink weenie.
It fits in the easier paws.
And, you know, that's what she said. Dave Aiken, when he was sitting in your chair that you stole from him.
Do not start that rumor.
Jesus.
God.
I thought we were getting over this.
I'm sorry.
God, the internet just rose from the dead.
The wounds were healing.
I knew it. Like a zombie. I knew it. Like a zombie.
I'm joking around.
That's the day.
Darkness falls across the land. No.
Why did you say that?
I don't know why.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice person.
You blew it.
I did. I'm so sorry.
You were nice for 36 seconds.
I know. We used to talk about hot dogs in here, and he never said that's where he's from. He's from Hendersonville. I should text him.
I never heard him mention hot dog.
I didn't either. And he's a hot dog person.
But he likes a beefy dog.
Yeah. This looks like a beefy dog. I mean, I might text him and see about that.
I'm sure he's been there.
You'd think. It looks like an institution.
Yeah.
And it's where he's from. Yeah.
Ask him if he's ever been there sober. Different answer.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder, when were your travels take you up to the mountains?
I don't know. You know, I went to school out that way, so maybe next time I go visit, I can stop in Hendersonville.
You know, and then I didn't look at all the others, but I had every single state. And I know when you travel, like for baseball, if you're ever near one of these places, so you keep that article and just remember your dear friend who sent it to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you keep it on your phone or whatever. Okay, let's play this game now, the Big Money Celebrity Match Game. We have Tom on the line to play with James. We have Lisa. We have Dave. And Tom gets to go first. We're going to give you a match game puzzle, a sentence. Leave one word out. Leave it blank. You try to fill in the blank and match what BB Shay, Chris Dim, and Biggie say. One member of this program is in one of these puzzles today. Tom, hello. How are you? Would you like A, B, C, or D?
Let's go B for BB Shay.
B for BB Shay and his terrific hot dog reviews. That's the choice. We start with this. Rhonda said, this restaurant may be a little too romantic. Instead of candles, they put blank on the table. Think about it. Write down your answer. Rhonda said, this restaurant may be a little too romantic. Instead of candles, they put blank on the tables. I don't know if you heard BB Shay. Biggie and I were at each other's throats today over Arby's. Are you an Arby's fan?
I love Arby's.
Have you had the steak nugs?
I haven't, but I'm excited to try them.
The steak nuggets, yeah. Well, Biggie, they're getting a lot of hate online. Like, these nuggets are terrible. And Biggie said, What do you expect? It's Arby's. But I don't think any restaurant, that should never be a defense. Whatever they put on their menu should be at least good enough that you say, all right, they were good. You know, they were decent. So we had a little debate about that today. Is there any, would you say, what do you expect? It's steak at Arby's, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, any sort of fast food steak is probably going to get some flack, but good for them for trying it. I don't know of any other place that's tried a steak nugget.
Let's see how this steak
It would be interesting to see what they look like real world versus steak, the TV commercial. Because Arby's, frankly, the roast beef sandwich was the first time I ever noticed something on TV that did not look at all like what I got when I opened up that packet.
Not even close.
That smushed down roast beef.
It was so thick on television. Yeah.
The buns didn't touch.
And fluffy.
That's right. Thick and fluffy.
Folded over onto itself.
And then you get there and it's like, is there even roast beef in this? It's as flat.
What's this?
It's like a pancake. It's like, it really is flat. That's right. Now I like them. I like their horsey sauce.
I like the flavor.
Horsey sauce
I can still
great.
Taste it.
I agree. It's good. Now, I haven't been to Arby's in a long time.
Man, when Arby's was 5 for $10, I lived off those.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I take it back. We stopped at an Arby's in Pennsylvania on the way to sleepaway camp 2 years ago because my sleepaway camp friend said they had the healthiest menu, and they don't.
No. God,
who
no.
said that?
My friend who is...
Even their quote-unquote healthy stuff is crazy calories.
I mean, I looked at it and I was like, there's absolutely nothing I can have.
The healthiest thing is a plain roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, it was not a healthy menu, unfortunately. So I just said, can you give me a pile of roast beef in a container?
Just barehanded.
I just barehanded roast beef in there. Tom.
He wants the hand of Montana.
It's that.
Just roast beef in a cup.
The Hannah Montana. They should have, yes, that's what I got. Tom Rhonda said, this restaurant may be a little too romantic. Instead of candles, they put blank on the tables. What do you say, Tom?
How about a bowl of condoms?
Condoms on the table. That's a great answer. Let's see if Biggie concurs.
Bing. Condoms.
Wow. First okay. answer he thought of. Kristen.
Lube.
Lube. B.B. Shea.
Lube.
Lube. Well, you could have had two if you'd gone lube. You do get a match with condoms, and you are in the lead. Three is a perfect score. Let's see if James can best you here, at least tie you. Hello, James. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well, thank you.
Excellent. Would you like A, C, or D?
Well, he went D for B.B. Shea. Let's go D for Dim.
D for Dim it is. Okay. Tom said, that new dentist was really nervous. Instead of pulling my tooth, he pulled my blank. It's in honor of our friend Drew, who had a tooth hammered into his jaw yesterday.
Oh,
so bad. He was back here at the radio station. He just had the procedure done, and I tried to get him to fix my computer because he was wandering around getting ready to get a ride home. And I said, Drew, take a look at this.
Doped up, mouth full of gauze.
I have no feeling at all, no care, no empathy. He's leaned over, he's drooling on the keyboard. He told Biggie he was too high to be here.
I'm too high.
Is your computer working?
Is it unplugged? Yeah, I unplugged it.
Biggie's computer caught on fire yesterday. Jeez, it goes along with that story about running out with your pants around your ankles.
Yes.
With the computer on fire.
Read that one more time.
Tom said, that new dentist was really nervous. Instead of pulling my tooth, he pulled my blank. Think about it. Everybody write down your answer. B.B. Shea is in. Chris Dim is thinking. Biggie is thinking. And our player, James, is thinking as well. All right, Biggie, you in?
No.
All right, we go back to James now. Tom said, that new dentist was really nervous. Instead of pulling my tooth, he pulled my blank. James, what do you say?
I am going to go with tonsils.
Tonsils. He pulled my tonsils. That's pretty good. Okay, Biggie.
Finger.
Chris Dim.
Wiener.
B.B. Shea.
Pulled his finger.
Finger would have given you two. Wiener would have given you a tie. No match for tonsils. Thank you, James, for listening. We appreciate it. And that means two players left. Lisa and Dave can try to tie or beat Tom, who's in the clubhouse with one. Lisa, you're next. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. Good to hear from you. Would you like A or C?
I would like C, please.
C it is. Marvin said, when the chef at the new restaurant said his food was to die for, he wasn't kidding. The soup had blank in it. Marvin said when the chef at that new restaurant said his food was to die for, he wasn't kidding. The soup had blank in it. I don't know why when I just read that it flashed in my mind. Maybe you could be a soup reviewer where you go from restaurant to restaurant and eat soup.
That's the most boring thing
this is what I was
I've
thinking.
Ever heard of.
What I was thinking. I don't know.
It sounds like there's an opening for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello. Yes, today we'll have a broccoli cheddar. I decided not to get the bread bowl because I'm on the hard 75.
I'm just saying, you know, you've covered hot dogs. Your colleague is doing barbecue sandwiches. Maybe soup is next.
Soup,
yeah. Are there a lot of soups at restaurants?
Not really.
Not really,
no.
Many.
No. It's usually like one or two places.
Yeah, not many. You're right.
Today I'm going to have some gazpacho.
I like a gazpacho. A summer soup. Marvin said when that chef at the new restaurant said his food was to die for, boy, he wasn't kidding. The soup had blank in it. Chris Tim is finishing up. BB Shea is in. Biggie is in. Okay, Lisa, you need one to tie and two to take the lead. Marvin said when the chef at that new restaurant said his food was to die for, he wasn't kidding. The soup had blank in it. What do you say, Lisa?
Rat poison.
Mm. Biggie.
For some reason, I thought razor blades.
Razor blades. It was Halloween. Chris Dim. I'm sorry. That was over the line. I'm sorry. Used to hear about razor blades.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
I'm not a nice person.
You're not.
Chris Dim.
Rat poison.
On the nose. Not just poison, but rat poison. B.B. Shea for the lead.
Fentanyl.
We have a tie. We have a 1-1 tie between Lisa and Tom. Now, Dave can break the tie and win the game. And we said one member of this program is in the last puzzle. He'll appear here. Dave, are you ready?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning and good luck to you. Biggie's new cologne fits him perfectly. It smells exactly like blank. All right. Think about that. Everybody else writes down the answer. And you try to win the game with two. Two is a winner. Now, if you get one, it's a three-way tie, we go to overtime. If you get zero, we'll go to overtime with Tom and Lisa. Biggie's new cologne fits him perfectly. It smells exactly like blank. All right, Chris Dim is in. BB Shea is just getting started. There's the last player here. All right, is everybody in?
Yep.
Okay. Dave, Biggie's new cologne fits him perfectly. It smells exactly like blank. What do you say?
Boy, I wish this was about BB Shea, because I would say hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with his apartment.
His apartment, because he spends so much time there.
Sure.
Biggie.
Arby's. It's continuing the theme of the day.
Oh, great man. Answer. Oh, man.
What do you expect? It's Biggie. Chris Dim.
The inside of an Instacart driver's car.
That's pretty close. BB Shea apartment.
I put low sodium.
Low sodium. He's low so. All right. Well, for the second day in a row, we have overtime. Let me flip over now to our... This is to our lightning round. Tom, you'll go first. Lightning round. Jimmy blank. Jimmy blank. J-I-M-M-Y. Jimmy blank. Jimmy blank. Jimmy blank. All right. Everybody's in? Tom, Jimmy blank.
Jimmy crack corn.
Jimmy crack corn. Biggie.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Chris Tim.
Butler.
Jimmy Butler. BB Shea.
Jimmy crack corn.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God. You got that right.
I did.
I didn't think he had a chance
I
on
know
that
some
one.
Stuff.
That's a great get. So it's one now for Jimmy crack corn for Tom. Lisa, two wins it, one ties it. We have this is a quick match game. Pinky blank. Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y. Pinky blank. Pinky blank. Pinky blank. P-I-N-K-Y. Pinky blank. Pinky blank. All right. Everybody in? All right, Lisa. Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, blank. What do you say?
Oh, my God, there's two. Pinky swear.
Pinky swear. All right, Biggie.
Pinky toe.
Pinky toe. For Stim.
Promise.
Pinky promise. BBJ.
Pinky ring.
Oh, pinky ring. Ah, there's more than two. Okay, Lisa, thanks for playing. We appreciate it. Tom and BBJ, that's a great match.
Thank you.
Look at you.